For this doctor, I've been able to dictating an endoscopy report on Manal L. Shawish, date of birth 8/31/1977, date of procedures January 3rd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Volcher. Zio, referring physician is Dr. Jose Espinosa. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is GERD, comma, abdominal pain, comma, melena, comma, iron deficiency anemia, comma, constipation, comma, screening for colon cancer. Description, procedure, informed consumers obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, well explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examinations made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, synergy junction, esophagus, period, electroflex was obtained at the cardiac, period. Airway suction from the stem before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position, period, as the rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice or cecal valve and confluence of the folds, period. The terminal ileum was also evaluated, period. Careful examination made of cecum, iliac, cecal valve, asynical, and hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, desynical, sigmoid colon, and the rectum, period. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 2-3-3, a total of 8, period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications, findings at upper endoscopy. Next time there was an unremarkable proximal and metasophagus. Next time the C-line was at 39 centimeters from the pipe block and was mildly irregular with evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis and one tongue of salmon colored mucosa extending past 1 centimeter, comma C0M 1.5. Period biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained. The patient did have a J-shaped stomach. Next line, duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Please go back to where we mentioned the gastric erythema and note gastric erythema and mild hemorrhagic gastritis were noted. Biopsies were obtained. There was no evidence of any ulcerations on this exam. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared. Unremarkable biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. There was a diminutive transverse colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was another diminutive transverse colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time there was evidence of mild sexual erythema. There was biopsy for histology. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, if patient is found to have short segment Barrett's, we'll need to continue PPI and have repeat endoscopic evaluation in approximately 3 years pending path. Next line. Continue PPI as currently taking. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years pending path. Next time, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next time, discuss with patient, would recommend that patient obtain CP admin purpose that was ordered on prior visit.